Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single meals. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this meme came out before Sleepy Joe had his debate with Trump. Jill Biden was saying that Joe was steady, smart, and energetic. Someone says you realize we can see him. Right? Now they do realize after Sleepy Joe went on TV and stumbled over his words and stared into space. Here's a hilarious billboard where people call Joe Brandon so many times that he thinks his name is Brandon now. The best part of the debate was when Trump called him Brandon and he didn't respond. Moving on, is this the optimal male living space? What, no gold and silver bars or bear rug and fireplace? Not to mention at least a blanket to sleep on or a lawn chair. That mini Charlie Brown piano is a nice touch, though. The boomstick also needs to be on a tripod pointing out the window. Not to mention there should be an episode of X-Files on the VHS-DVD combo player. Also, that needs to be an NES instead of a PlayStation. Number 3, this man was arrested after selling farts in jars without a vending license. If Belle Delphine can sell her farts in a boutique jar, then why can't he? This is sexism at its purest. This poor guy looks like his face is melting. That's probably because he's spending all of his energy holding it in until he can jar it out. Either that or someone drew a face in the bottom of a thumb and put a wig on it. I also wonder if he put a sell-by date on the jars as well. Up next, this woman didn't know how disrespectful it would be being a sex worker, and that people would be constantly asking her for free content and that she wouldn't be taken seriously on dates. That's understandable because this type of work is for people who have no other skills. Like common sense in this case. Maybe she thought it would be like ancient Rome where being a working girl was a respectable profession or something. Number 5, here's another woman wondering why she can't find a job. If I ran a circus, I would hire her. Her last 3 boyfriends, Sims, probably thought that they could fix her. But I don't think that even a mental institution could save this one. I honestly think that the way that she looks, even a magnet would have trouble finding an attraction to her. Moving on, you just know that prison is the perfect society for leftoids, because it offers free housing and food along with free accommodations. Not to mention that everyone is equal and there's a vibrant gay culture there, where there are no homophobes because they are forced to participate in the fun. Not to mention diversity is also through the roof. On second thought, it's not that diverse, to be honest. Number 7, Brad says that men who aren't attracted to masculine women aren't intimidated by them. Such men are just straight, and straight men are not attracted to masculinity. All the boss babes out there don't seem to realize this and think that if they would just be strong, it'll attract the strong men to them. Masculine and aggressive-minded women recommends inner peace even more so than so-called nagging females. Up next, game developers, movie studios, and TV companies think that when you buy their product digitally, that you don't own it and that they can revoke their license at any time. Well, if that's true, then pirating shouldn't be stealing either. Game consoles went downhill once you needed to be online to play a game. Plus, most games today you need to pay for in-game items to help you move past certain areas and level up faster. Number 9 is Natasha Grubenhoff, and she's the World 2017 Trampoline Champion. That explains the length of those torpedoes. They probably look like flapjacks at this point. I want to see her do a handstand with those puppies. Also, what, no black eyes from those puppies repeatedly slapping her in the face while she's jumping. What a shame. This is the woman for you if you get turned on by a couple of softballs in a pair of socks. Moving on is Moby, and he says he's just a middle-aged vegan musician sitting in the sun after going for a hike. What the hell does this post even mean? He once tried to get with Christina Ricci and Natalie Portman, but apparently they didn't like soy boys. What this really is Moby trying to stay relevant. I met him in the 90s before he became famous, and before he released his play album. If he wants to stay relevant, he needs to release more great music again. Number 11, Volkswagen develops a high-tech office chair that can fly around the office at 12 miles per hour. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? This is also probably the first step to turning our world into Wally World. This is like an office scooter for non-disabled people. I'm sure that some people also use it as a scooter to go down bike lanes with. Looks like they don't want us to walk anymore because walking is fat-phobic after all. Can't you just imagine Lombard interrupting everyone in one of these in office space? Up next, did you know that the game of Monopoly was invented by a woman? Here's Chad beating her at her own game, and she's upset because she created it to teach people about the dangers of capitalism. Meanwhile, it's an ad for capitalism when you're winning at Monopoly, because you feel that awesome rush from collecting all that money from all the other players. Number 13, here's a picture of some dude's girlfriend when she realizes that he doesn't have enough Bitcoin for both of them. She's freaking out because she doesn't have enough Satoshis and doesn't understand what it means when he tells her that she gets Bitcoin at the price she deserves. There'll probably be millions of women like her when their boyfriends and maybe even husbands leave them with their private keys in tow, once Bitcoin hits the seven figures. With that much Bitcoin, it's considered wife-changing money for many guys. Moving on, if you aren't Andrew Tate owning 33 Bugattis, arguing with teenagers online, then your net worth is dying. This is the ideal life of a teenager when they grow up. What teen guys don't really understand is that his entire empire was originally built by women laying on their backs showing off for digital simps. Then he rolled his money into crypto and topped it off with Hustler University. Number 15, how do you confuse a feminist? Just tell her she doesn't have the right to make you a sandwich. I can't wait to start using that one. Women fought so hard for their rights, and this is one right that they'll never have. If she pushes you to do it, you tell her women don't belong in the kitchen, and that robots do. And then when the robots cook and clean, women won't even be able to run back to traditionalism anymore. Up next, David Weiss is perplexed by maskless, muscle-bound buffoons at the gym. Here's a weak man trying to shame strong men, and clearly it's not working. Hey, Soyjack, you got a problem with men now wearing masks and building muscles? Then stay out of the gym. Weak men are like women using shaming language to enforce conformity on other men, when they don't have the power of physical force to enforce their will. Number 17 is a woman telling us that 0% of the grapes that have happened in this world are caused by women. Oh, really? What about all those female teachers graping their male students? I guess those never happened. But I'm just wasting facts and logic on her because feminists are incapable of seeing past their hate. Moving on, speaking of grape, a Muslim father did that to his daughter as a punishment for her leading a Western lifestyle. She's probably fine with it though because he's notch number 63 in her notch counts. He thought it was a punishment, and it wouldn't surprise me if she secretly saw his behavior as a reward and ran out to continue riding the infidel roller coaster instead. Number 19, this woman says if a man invites her on a date, he has to pay for everything, including the transportation to and from the dates. My main question is, who in their right mind would spend a dime on discount Aunt Jemima here? She's ugly but thinks because she's gaining some status on social media that means her value goes up in the eyes of men. Never date a woman with a college degree. And never date a woman that's popular on social media. Both are way too entitled and will make your life hell. Up next, a man tried to set up Pakistan's first gay club. He was subsequently put into a mental hospital. The Muslims that put him in the loony bin were actually compassionate because they put him in there for his own protection. Funny how Western civilization wasn't falling apart back when everyone was in the closet around here. Seeing this, all I can think to myself is, brother, brother, Number 21, with Juneteenth recently, this is just a friendly reminder that there are more slaves today than at any other time in history. There are 50 million people living in situations of modern slavery, mostly in Africa and the Middle East. But remember, guys, June 19th or Juneteenth celebrates the day when the Republicans freed the slaves from the Southern Democrats. And yet the vast majority of blacks will vote for Democrats because they give them free stuff. Moving on, if you can get someone fired for expressing their opinions, then you aren't oppressed. You're the oppressor. Women can get most men fired at work, and oppressive women don't see themselves as tyrants. They see themselves as victims even when they victimize others. In America, you're guaranteed freedom of speech for the most part. But there is no guarantee you won't actually have to deal with the consequences of that free speech. Number 23, we have a live image from inside a feminist mind. I'm fairly certain that cats take up more and more of her mind as she gets older. Plus, where's the LGBT and Democrat left section of the brain? Maybe those things have been canceled out by the red hair dye. It's also probably a bold decision by the person that created this to assume that they have anything in their heads at all. Up next, the student standing for election sparks giggles because of her name. Tuna Kunt wants to be the president of her student union. And this, folks, is why you never allow a drunk person to name a baby. Is this even real? It smells a bit fishy to me. If it is, then it must have been a slow news day at the Daily Mirror. Also, who names their kid this? The parents should have had their heads examined choosing this name. Number 25 and the last one, Katy Perry, went from being a male fantasy to a drunk, short-haired aunt singing karaoke. If that's the case, then it looks like it's drag night at the karaoke bar. Looks like her next phase is all about blowing up and wearing muumuus like Rita McNeil, this famous obese Canadian singer. At least Rita had longer hair to hide some of that shame from being fat. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.